Inside on Business the News Hour is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm of West Des Moines, getting things done for you. CreamerLaw.com. Triplett Office Essentials, extraordinary service and solutions for your business. Triplets.com. And Iowa Computer Repair, you want your computer to work, and that's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. 24 and a half minutes now past the hour of 5 o'clock. Always a pleasure to have Jessica Dunker, the Executive Director of the Iowa Restaurant Association, and one of our favorite people. We love hosting her here on the News Hour. Why? Because people love to eat. And she represents so many of our friends in the industry. Great to see you again, Jessica. How you been?
Terrific, and so great to be here tonight.
This is astounding. You're always up and pleasant, and you talk about good stuff. What a great job.
It is. Well, who wouldn't want to have my job? I get to eat and drink my way across the state. So
sign me up. Do you need somebody to carry your bags or something?
I might. Never know.
What a great job they have for a price. Hey, so, summertime, this is interesting, I think. Summertime, we were looking up some statistics, and summertime used to be kind of a slump time in the restaurant industry because more people ate at home, and they were cooking out at home, and they were entertaining at home, and they were outside and doing activities and things like that. But that's kind of reversed itself in the last decade or so. What's
been really
the cause? It really
has. Patios have really changed the nature of summer fun and summertime being out. And one of the most exciting and interesting things in our industry is we saw an increase of 5,000 jobs in our industry for the summer. 5,000 seasonal jobs across the state. Hmm. And we attribute this hugely to patio business. Yeah. And when you think about what a restaurant does with the square footage of its restaurant, if the patio season opens up, you look at a place like Zombie Burger,
sure,
or Dos Rios downtown, Malo's, and you are looking at a significant increase in the number of tables that need to be serviced and cooked for. And so, it is a great
patio
time.
That's an interesting trend.
I
hadn't thought about that. You know what I thought it was the amount of diversity we now have in the restaurant business. There are so many different things out there today than what there were 10 years ago. It's amazing.
There are. And people enjoy eating out and taking food with them. So there's so much variety. And we've discussed this before. The palates of folks in Iowa and in Des Moines in particular, we are a lucky, lucky community to have so many great independent restaurant concepts.
I was the other night, it was the relaunch of the Des Moines Business Mixer, and it was happening down at the Des Moines Social Club.
Right.
And so I walked from here, from the studio, down to the old fire station, and I was struck by how many restaurants are along that little walk for about 7 blocks from here down there. And then when I got to the Des Moines Social Club, their patio was full to overflowing. And there's George Famaro in there. He's working the line. He's got his gloves on and his bandana. He's hard at it. I was really impressed, first of all, with the crowd of people, not only at Malo, but also the other places along the way. And here's the owner of the place in there. I mean, he was working hard.
He is the definition of an owner-operator. Hmm. He is in the kitchen and making sure that the quality and taste is terrific. And that's been true in every concept. I remember when he was opening Zombie Burger and I was talking to him about how many versions of the grind that they were going to use in the burgers he had gone through and tested and sampled. And George is one of many. I mean, we are just, again, a community that is filled with interesting, vibrant, and exciting restaurants that are the brainchildren of people right here in the community.
That are very passionate about what it is that they do.
Oh, they are. Who knew that we would be foodies here in
Who knew?
Here in the Ag State, but we really are, and it's really reflected in the types of concepts. We're not just opening steakhouses these days.
Right. And the restaurant industry here in the metro kind of took a hit last week or 2 weeks ago now, all of a sudden I've just lost Tony Limo's mother Lou passed away. She was a young woman, and that really rocked a lot of people in the restaurant industry. You folks are pretty tight, aren't you?
Yeah, it is a very tight-knit community, and it's funny. You would think that being that everyone is a competitor, that they would not necessarily be friends. Mm-hmm. But you're very likely to walk into any restaurant any day of the week and see a very prominent restaurant owner from any other restaurant. They are supporting the business of another restaurateur or bar owner. So, yeah, it's a community. You know, people go into this business because they enjoy eating and drinking and socializing and being hospitable and being a part of the hospitality scene. Very nice. And that doesn't stop at the doors of their own establishments.
Yeah. Well, you've got something coming up.
Oh, yes, we do.
Kind of fun. This goes right into the heart of what we have. Cheryl Tessier comes on every week, and she talks about Eat, Play, Love Des Moines.
Right.
And she started to talk a little bit about this even yesterday already. I mean, people are already gearing up for something called mixology. What is this?
We are so excited. This is the fifth year that the Iowa Restaurant Association is hosting the statewide mixology competition, and we have 5 regional competitions across the state. We have already held the Davenport and Cedar Rapids competition. Tonight at Voodoo Lounge, which is over on 3rd Street. It's new, actually. They're launching this week their official launch of both Voodoo and the Stuffed Olive, which are concepts that came from Cedar Falls. And now Darren Beck, who's been a very successful Cedar Valley restaurateur and bar owner, has come over to Des Moines. He also has Joker's, is another one of his places. He's playing host to us tonight. Mm-hmm. We have 12 mixologists from across the Des Moines area, and they are competing this evening starting at 7 o'clock at Voodoo Lounge. First and second place will represent our region in the state finals, and those championships are going to be held at Americana right over here.
Yeah.
And what's exciting about the finals, that those take place August 27th, and we have a professional judging team that will be in and judging for the prizes, $1,000 for first place, $500 for second. But there's also a People's Choice Award at the state championships. And so people can, for a $30 ticket, it's on the upstairs portion of Americana, and they can come in. You get to sample all 24 drinks, and it's sample size, so it's safe. There'll also be food from Americana, and you can place your vote
How
for
fun.
The People's Choice Award. It's a great way to try some drinks. Our sponsors are Bacardi, Pearl, and Beam, and so every mixologist has to make a drink that includes either Pearl Peach or Pearl Black, Bacardi's Mango Fusion or Pineapple Fusion, and then Jim Beam Honey or Jim Beam Kentucky Fire.
So this is going to be all of those things are kind of reminiscent of cool summertime drinks.
Oh, absolutely. And what people are doing with the cocktails is just incredible. Last year we had folks that, and I'm not a mixologist, I'm just someone who says ooh and ah when something is pretty and tastes good, but we had interesting infusions and infused ice and things that bubble up and change colors when they pour it. And there's a little bit of showmanship. The folks that are participating are judged not just on the quality and taste of the drink, but also on the appearance, the garnish, the name of the drink, and did they have some personality? Because so much of the fun in mixology is seeing the personality of the mixologist. So it's a great, great opportunity. Tonight at 7 o'clock, there's no cost to come and watch the 12 mixologists participate and work to earn that.
Where is the Voodoo Lounge?
It's over on 3rd Street.
No,
it's where the Old Standard used to be.
Okay, sure.
Right there. It's right across from the kind of by Mickey's and in that area.
On 3rd.
Right on 3rd across from the parking garage. So come on out and join us again. There's no cost to be there tonight.
No cover, no cost.
You can just go in there and check this out. You know, you never know. At some of the other ones, we've had a few opportunities to sample some of those competition drinks.
There you go. Well, and you get to see the colors and the stuff moving around and all that fun stuff.
It's just a terrific time.
Yeah. They are artists. Jessica Dunker from the Iowa Restaurant Association, thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Always happy to be here.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break and step aside for the Wall Street Journal report. We've also got the stocks of local interest. I can warn you in advance, it ain't pretty. This is Insight on Business.
You're looking kind of lonely, girl. Would you like someone new to talk to? Oh, yeah, all right. I'm feeling kind of lonely. kind of lonely too, if you don't mind. Can I sit down here beside you?